We talked to the chair of the Fisheries Committee, who are probably after the Fisheries Commissioner himself, is probably one of the most influential people regarding fisheries policy within the European Union. And we also talked to the chair of the Regional Development Committee, who is somebody I actually had over in Ireland during the summer because I wanted him to see the issues of regional balance we have in the west and the northwest. So he had already been to Donegal, and because he represents island communities himself, was very understanding in regards to it. And for both of those meetings, they were very positive. Both chairs of these two influential committees were agreeable that they were going to contact the Irish government and to raise with them, in the first instance, the fisheries chair that wanted, you know, to make sure that the Irish government would recognise the difference between the inshore fishers and those way out at sea, the super trawlers that are basically hoovering up with nets the size of football pitches, and that quota distribution would reflect that, and that there needs to be that recognition that they can't all be treated in that one size fits all. And the chair of the Regional Development Committee, as I said, you know, is very much aware of the importance of island and coastal communities. And he said he's going to reach out to the government and remind them of, you know, the importance of protecting our island communities. We have nearly 4,000 people living in islands off the west shore of Ireland, and that it's important to be able to protect those communities and to protect, in quite an awful lot of the instances, their primary income, which in a place like Armagh and in other islands, the indigenous industry is fishing. And that means if we want to protect our island communities and our coastal communities, we have to protect fishing.
And do you really think that there will be a profound change now? It would be so disappointing for not just Muireann and her father, but for many people, as you touched on, the fishing communities on our islands and beyond, for nothing to come of this meeting.
Well, the important thing was that we got Muireann and Muireann's voice heard out here, because there's no point just sitting back and accepting the continued downward trend of the fishing community. We have to have a fight back. We have to be able to be positive and be able to articulate the needs of fish, island and coastal communities and the fishing community along the west coast of Ireland.